I'm Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News. Red flags are going up in India.
We are on the brink of potential greater persecution for the church there.
Open Doors' Emily Fuentes says a new wave of ultra-nationalism is putting Christians at risk. Many people think being Indian means being Hindu, so Christians are seen as being against Mother India.
We're seeing a general shift with the leadership, not giving as much freedoms to Christians. There's been societal pressures, too, as a result of the government being more in line with Hindu extremism. Society has been very against Christians sharing their faith.
Now that you know, what will you do? Prayer is the first and most important response. Secondly, you can send help through Open Doors. And if you are trying to save someone, would you sit down to tell them a story? It's not as crazy as you might think. Living Water International believes life-saving information can be told through stories. The orality method, that's sharing the gospel by mouth, is an ancient method still effective today to share the life found in Jesus. Jerry Wiles of Living Water.
You don't have to be a great storyteller because we have great stories to tell. So when we tell the stories, the true stories from the Word of God, the Holy Spirit speaks to people's hearts and brings understanding and application and significant change.
Starting next week, Living Water is offering training workshops to the public. Come learn more about orality at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And Set Free Ministries is offering the free booklet Who I Am in Christ as a resource to help you understand what it is to be a child of God. Go to missionnews.org to sign up. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.